Hey friends, it's Monday and John 9 has an incredible account that takes up the entire chapter of John. And this is about a man that Jesus heals that had been born blind. And they see this guy, Jesus is with his disciples, and he sees this guy that was blind from birth. And his disciples said to Jesus, they said, "Teacher, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Which is interesting because you can't sin before you're born. So I'm wondering if his disciples assumed it was his parents. And Jesus makes very clear that not every deficiency or every sickness or illness, in fact, I'd go to the point of saying a lot of illnesses, are not caused by somebody's sin. Sometimes they are, and I can give you evidence to that. But in this man's situation, they said, "Jesus, who sinned? Why is this guy this way?" Assuming that either he or his parents sinned, and Jesus said, "Neither one of them. This happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life." Wow, that is a huge theological concept right there, isn't it? That oftentimes, or at least sometimes, we go through difficulties, we have illnesses, we have things that are wrong with us or other people do, and the whole purpose is so that God may be displayed in our lives. Wow. That God can use painful times, sicknesses, to be glorified. And really, honestly, isn't that all the reason that we need right there? Sometimes we won't know. We make sure that our sin is confessed. We make sure that we trust in Jesus. But I think a lot of the time we buy this lie that we must have done something wrong, and that's why we're this way, or that's why our kid's that way. And so anyways, as you read today, this causes quite a stir because Jesus decides that he's going to heal the guy. And he does it in a really cool way. I'll let you read about that. And then the Pharisees find out, here we go, more division, more questioning. And they talk to the man, and then they talk to the man's parents. And then they talk to the man again, and they keep asking him questions. And they go back to the guy that was healed, and he says, "I don't know if he's a sinner or not," because they were arguing about whether Jesus was a sinner or not, and trying to decide how could somebody who was a sinner do a miracle like this. But this guy finally gets kind of fed up, and he says, "Listen, whether he's a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see." Isn't that cool? He said, "I don't have all the answers, but I do know this is how I used to be, and this is how I am today." If you've never looked up the story behind the song Amazing Grace, that has a quote from John chapter 9 in it, "I once was blind, but now I see," right? Look up that account. It's about John Newton, who was a slave trader in the 1700s, who realized just how wrong that was and gave his life over to God and actually became a priest and wrote, I think, over 800 hymns after that. But I think that probably came from this passage in John chapter 9. You see, we don't always have to have all the answers. We'll never fully understand the mystery of God, but we can be assured that sometimes bad things happen simply so that Jesus can be glorified, if we're willing to use these difficult times to allow him to be glorified. When we're so busy feeling sorry for ourselves, when we're so busy blaming God or angry at God for all the things in our lives that are not our ideal or are just downright painful, we're missing an opportunity for God to be glorified. Because honestly, when all the dust settles, when we've taken our last breath, all that really matters is, what did we do about Jesus? Think about that today as you read this awesome chapter out of John chapter 9.